Hope everybody had a good break. I thought the finish part today was good. We had a big red zone emphasis today. We worked a bunch down there. Thought it was sloppy at times, certainly at the beginning, and then came back out after we had a little break there. We came back out, and I like the intensity better for that one. So coming off a day off, I want to make sure the intensity is just right from the start. So that didn't start exactly like we wanted, so that intensity picked up as the practice went on. With that, I'll open it up with questions regarding the guys.
Coach, are you concerned with what appears to be an early rash or interceptions from Matt Ryan?
No, I'm not, to answer your question. I know this is the time to try everything, you know, and whether different route or different look, but it's also an important part for the defense, too, to know, like, how they can get after the ball. So, no, for us, this is what this time is all about in terms of getting timing down, getting the routes right. So some of that happens in our training camp practices, but for us, it's about the ball. We know that, but I'll have to go back and look and see if there was a decision that was one that we didn't like.
Was Julio considered full? Cause he did some
yeah, he was back to full today, yep.
Okay.
So he did a good job working to get back, and we thought we'd have that progression right back, ramped up right where he was, so it was good to see him back today.
Coach, you happy with Mondre Campbell's coverage?
Yeah, in terms of the coverage, we've seen him matched up. Fortunately for us, we've got some good tight ends for them to go compete against. Hooper and Tammy and the guys right off the bat going to compete against. So it's one of the areas we know in nickel that he can be a factor because of his speed and his length. So it's an area over this next month, man. We're going to work hard at it. But it was a good chance for him today. He got a ball out against a good receiver in Jake. Probably versatility is the thing that comes out. He's for sure has plenty of experience playing outside linebacker. We've done some of that. And then we're also trying anything to see if he has some inside pass rush ability based on his quickness. So that's an area we're trying to see if there's a spot there for him. And so he's working hard at that.
A couple of guys seem to stand out in the secondary. DeMarcus Van Dyke today. Poole, what have they been doing for you?
Yeah, Poole's been, we've played him at nickel, we've played him at safety as well. He's done a nice job in the zone. We're going to keep forcing it on him and see where he can get to. And Van Dyke, we've concentrated mostly on the outside stuff. He's also been a factor Van Dyke has on special teams. Ranks to see what he can do as a gunner on the punt team. He's got great long speed, and so it's another part of the game. We're going to try and push him to see where we can get to.
How do you feel the competition at right guard is going so far?
We're trying a bunch, and so after the 4 days, we went back, took an evaluation of everything. And so for Chester, Pershing, Schweitzer, all of those guys have gotten reps at it. And that process is going to continue again this week. It's going to continue again all the way through the preseason. So it's a battle that we're looking forward to over the next couple weeks. But I'm pleased with the first week, I can tell you that. Tennis match.
It's not super rare anymore to have, you know, a female as part of your training camp coaching staff. What made you want to bring in Coach Katie Sauer?
Katie actually helped last year or some when we were on the personnel side. And really bright, really smart. And so somebody, I know she's got, you know, big football background with her. So if there's a chance for her to get better and improve, it was something we want. So we've been really, you know, pleased with what we've seen from her so far. Well, that's a good question. I think the draft class overall has stood out to a certain degree, different points at different times. We've got some linebackers that have stood out, safety that for sure has stood out. But some of the guys who are the undrafted, this rookie class, Poole's one that stood out for me. Wes Schweitzer, the guard, has stood out. So I like this group. I like their mindset to work. And I'll have a better feel 3 weeks from now after we've gone through a couple of ball games and see where they're at. But they're passing the test along the way to show how hard they're willing to work for the team. So I like the class so far.
What do you think Hooper is as far as catching up and missing the OTAs?
You know what? I don't feel like he's behind. As hard as he worked to get up to speed, of course, you can't do anything about, you know, the practice that we missed. But what he did do is during that time, he made sure, although he wasn't going to be on the field getting the reps, he was going to have to do it, you know, by himself, and he did that. It's going to be important quarters for him in the preseason, getting the looks, getting the reps at the plays, but he's off to a good start.
And what convinced you all to give Poole a shot at a nickel back, buddy?
He had a background in it playing in college when he was at Florida, and so when we did the evaluation on him, that's where we thought. So we thought that would be the best spot, him being a smaller and quicker guy as opposed to being long outside, so that's why we thought nickel and safety. We knew he was a good competitor. And so we want to give him a shot inside. So that competition, we know we have Robert and True who have experience also matching inside. So CJ is going to be another one, good one. We've tried in there, Van Dyke, King, Poole. So there's a number of guys that are really battling for it that we're going through.
Coach,